From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. General David Petraeus is reminding Americans that Afghanistan was a haven for the people who planned the 9/11 attacks. He's in his confirmation hearing to take over command of Afghanistan troops. And he tells a Senate committee that no one should forget why the U.S. is in Afghanistan now.
Our task in Afghanistan is clear. Indeed, President Obama has explained America's vital national interest there. We will not, he has stated, tolerate a safe haven for terrorists who want to destroy Afghan security from within and launch attacks against innocent men, women, and children in our country and around the world.
Petraeus says he promises to look hard at rules of engagement. Critics of the war's conduct say General Stanley McChrystal, the former commander, put too many limits on the use of firepower in an effort to protect and earn the support of civilians. Petraeus says Afghan forces are in the lead in the war, but a new government study says a system to rate their performance is seriously flawed. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan is assuring the Senate Judiciary Committee she regards the rule of law as paramount. And she tells those who fear that she might be what they call an activist justice that when there is a question about how to uphold the Constitution,
often you look to the original intent and you consider that original intent carefully.
Kagan calls the Constitution an enduring document written to last through changing circumstances. Russia says the arrest of 10 people in the U.S. on suspicion of spying is a throwback to the days of the Cold War. As Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow, Russia dismisses claims by the FBI that the U.S. has uncovered a major spy ring.
A foreign ministry spokesman said the spying claims were baseless. In a statement, he said Russia did not understand why Washington would make such a public announcement in the spirit of the Cold War. He added that it was deeply regrettable that the spy row had erupted against the background of the two countries' reset in relations. Last week, President Medvedev visited Washington for a trip that showed just how far ties had come in the past year. After talks that President Obama called excellent, they popped out of the White House for a lunch of cheeseburgers and fries. Just days later, that seems unthinkable. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Stocks are down sharply after a conference board report that consumer confidence is dropping. The Dow Industrials are down 227 points, the Nasdaq Composite down more than 60 points. The Independent Conference Board's index is down nearly 10 points, and that is considered a fairly large drop, much bigger than most economists have been predicting. But U.S. markets started the day down before the report came out, following big drops in Asia and Europe. European stocks have been falling today as investors find themselves reminded of the budget problems in Greece. This is NPR News. Investigators are expected to begin gathering evidence as early as today, deep inside the West Virginia coal mine where 29 workers died in a massive explosion in April. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that as if a legal challenge from mine owner Massey Energy doesn't keep investigators from going into the mine.
Massey wants emergency consideration of its claim that it cannot be barred from gathering evidence as the explosion investigation finally moves underground. The Mine Safety and Health Administration contends that only federal and state investigators can handle evidence. An agency statement says the rule is necessary to preserve the integrity of the investigation, especially given the potential for criminal charges. It's not clear when the administrative court might act or whether it will hold a hearing or delay the underground probe. Company and union observers are part of the investigation teams. Dangerous conditions in the mine have kept investigators out until now. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
In the mood for a carnivorous cocktail? You've got more choices. Now that a Seattle distillery has introduced bacon-flavored vodka, a distillery in Wasilla, Alaska, has come out with a salmon-flavored vodka. Scotty McDonald, a partner in the distillery, says coming up with the right formula wasn't easy and there were some real duds along the way, but now she says she's happy.
It's smoky. It's got definite, salmon undertones, but it's not fishy.
Ken Reither is a bartender at the Bear Tooth Grill in Anchorage. He says when customers try it, they generally like it.
Once we tried them on it, got them into the Bloody Mary, it's been taking off. It's been doing really good.
A distilled spirits trade group spokeswoman says flavored vodkas have been taking off recently. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.